This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow made it to a Friday. I had the under. Final hour. It's a meat Friday at that. In case you're wondering, later on this hour, we will unveil the Traeger Grills. Grilled ribeye, that's gribeye, with green butter. I think we just created something there.
Nope.
I'll have a ribeye, a grilled ribeye. Bratz and Fritzy is back with us. We got pigs in a blanket to celebrate.
Fantastic.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
No, but let's try that again. I didn't feel like everybody was involved, including Seton. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
All right, let's go. Let's don't take it for granted. Come on. Every day's the Super Bowl. Let's go. Come on.
I mean, we just had pigs in a blanket, but...
Oh. All right, but we got gribeyes.
Gribeyes, yeah.
Gribeyes.
Super pumped
and
for that.
And brats. And I do have a keg out there.
Word?
Yeah.
I got Friday beers?
I got Miller... I got Friday beers, if anybody's interested.
Shredfest.
Now, who has it better than we do?
Nobody!
Yeah. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question for the final hour, Seton O'Connor.
Well, Dad, we had up there which game this weekend will be a blowout.
Okay.
Your options, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens, Bengals, Seahawks, 49ers, et cetera, et cetera.
ETC, ETC.
ETC, ETC. Yeah. Do you want to guess?
I'm going to say it's the Bills and the Dolphins.
It is, yes, by an overwhelming majority. Yeah, 66%.
You got a better poll question for the final hour?
I have another poll question. Okay. I don't know if it's a better poll
Give me
question.
Another one that might be better than that one, which won't be hard to do.
Your ideal Super Bowl matchup.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh. Nobody.
CBS is going to have the Super Bowl. So what would CBS want?
So I put together a couple of options, but you could change them.
All right. Let me Paulie raised his hand first. Paulie?
I'll go first. If I could make the Super Bowl, I would put the Cowboys in it because they could be the bad guy, and I put the Bills in it, and everybody's rooting for the Bills. Before Hamlin's situation, the Bills 0-4 from the back of the day, Bills are the lovable team this year, and you put a villain like the Cowboys in with them.
Bloop, bloop. Was it 30 years ago when the Cowboys beat the Bills in the Super Bowl?
2 years in a row.
Yeah. Bring Jim Kelly back. Bring all the Buffalo Bills. Damar Hamlin, maybe you could have him there. Yeah, that would be good. Can't go wrong if you have the Cowboys. Can you top that, Marvin?
No, I was just going to say that means the Cowboys have to win playoff games.
Wow.
It does mean they'd have to get there to get there.
Okay. They would have to get there to be in it, yeah.
Okay. Here's Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys head coach, on fixing Dak Prescott.
I have great confidence in how we evaluate our players, you know, the intensity of the grading that the coaches go through Sunday night and Monday morning. I mean, they put a lot of time into it. So Dak in particular, you know, he's being coached, you know, through the things that, you know, he needs to continue to build off of, which is the majority of his play. That, and I know we're talking about the negative now, but you definitely have to correct and learn from us. So I think the application of moving forward is really the answer to your question, as opposed to sitting there and just, you know, harping on the negative number.
Well, I would be willing to talk the positives, but I'd also want to ask Mike McCarthy, what are the things that Dak is working on? I'd just be curious about that. I mean, we're in January now. You're in the playoffs, and you're in Tampa facing Tom. Dan Le Batard, host of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotz, one of the best, most popular podcasts. The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotz, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. The Dolphins going to have a new quarterback next year, Dan?
It's an excellent question. I do, before we get started, though, want to just be offended on your behalf at the profound indifference of those sloths you have over there when you ask them with great enthusiasm after all these years, yep, who's got it better than us? And they belch out something that has no passion in it, yep, nothing. Like if everyone's got beer and barbecue on a Friday as part of the work experience, as, yep, if everyone's got pigs in a blanket provided by Dan Patrick, you asked for them to show you some enthusiasm and they just belched out some mediocre exhaust.
I know, you're right. They're spoiled, Dan.
The Dolphin fan base has been waiting. This has been an all or nothing season. They went all in. They traded draft picks, gave up salary cap space. They've got the best quarterback rating from someone this young since Marino at quarterback. When Tua is healthy, he has been numerically a quarterback who has been overwhelmingly good, like in the Mahomes category. You could say it's system, you could say it's coach. And I've never seen a situation like this, Dan, in all my history covering sports, where this quarterback is hugely polarizing nationally. The Dolphins have been a regional team for 20 years. Nationally, he's the most polarizing quarterback in the league. And you really can go from statistically, he's the best, to, oh, I don't trust him at all. I don't trust him against San Diego. I don't trust him against San Francisco. And against Green Bay, when I need a game at home, he's throwing three interceptions in the fourth quarter that he doesn't remember because his head is not right. It is the whole franchise is built on popsicle sticks. Like, they have to make a decision, because the most important thing is having value at quarterback. It's not just having a great quarterback, but it's having him so cheap that you can put all the pieces around him in a salary cap age, the way the Seahawks did when they were building around Russell Wilson. And you just don't know with this guy. You just don't know. And I'm talking about brain chemistry, doctors, whoever it is you talk to, franchise leaders. You just don't know if he's playing an inherently violent game. And these things get worse as you go. They become easier to have the more often you go. And he doesn't seem to fall right. He gets ragdolled a lot. It's not a good answer, Dan, because I'm supposed to give you a gas bag answer that knows, but I think in the Dolphin organization, they're scared about not knowing the answer to that question.
But could you see a scenario where you keep Tua, think he's scheduled to make under $5 million, and you bring in Tom Brady?
Well, the most underreported story, I thought, in America's most popular sport last year was, hey, Brady's totally conspiring. And also, by the way, no, Dan, it's amazing that this happened quietly. It's just amazing. Boston got legitimately mad at Tom for only thanking Tampa Bay without realizing it's because he wasn't retiring. Like, and the only thing that changed all of that, again, is a lawsuit where the coach leaves because he's saying that the team is racist. That's the only thing that ended up making that all go sideways. So Stephen Ross is desperate. Stephen Ross is a laughingstock, one of the worst owners in the history of South Florida sports, because he has taken what was the winningest franchise in sports, the Miami Dolphins, and he has turned it into a team that has not been relevant in any way this century. He's in his 80s. He is used to winning. He is not used to being laughed at. So I would not put any form of desperation past him. I don't know what the relationship still is with Tom Brady and the other people around the Dolphins, but it's kind of perfect that they ended up losing a draft pick and not even getting Tom Brady, just with flirting with Tom Brady. And now they find themselves in this super weird position at quarterback where you have more faith that Tom Brady can play a healthy season at 46 than Tua can at 24.
How many concussions do you think Tua had this year?
I mean, it's almost impossible to answer. He had the one that we remember the most. I would remind people that Kenny Pickett had two this year. I would remind people that the center for the Buffalo Bills, Morse, has had six in his career that are documented, and he just came out of the concussion protocol. But Tua has the one that scared us. Before Damar Hamlin, Tua had the one that made all of us talk about, like, well, wait a minute, I haven't seen splayed fingers in front of the face with seizure symptoms. That's not something that I've seen. And then in the next game when he comes back, I've got my entire crew on our show worried when he's in the open field, just worried, just scared when he's in the open field because of how we've been talking about this. No one has had concussions covered more than Tua has. And what one of the many interesting things here, Dan, is how incentivized everyone is. Like, this represents progress. A few years ago, we wouldn't have been talking about any of this stuff. He would have just kept playing. And so this does represent some progress, but progress still looks like, hey, there's a guy out there who's throwing three very easy, unusual interceptions to the Packers because his head is short-circuited and he's not remembering them the next day because everything around him is incentivized for him to try and keep getting back out there and even, you know, not telling the truth about symptoms if his head is right enough to tell the truth.
Talking to Dan Lebatard, host of the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gotz, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. I wasn't watching live, but I did see a clip where Dan had Vince Wilfork on, the former New England Patriot on. And, you know, Dan does his research. He's always very thoughtful and sensitive and asking the right questions at the right time, doing his research. And, you know, you ask Vince about his wife, and you always love that Vince talked about his wife and very candid about his relationship with his wife. And then all of a sudden, what happened?
I don't know if your people have the comedic sound that can be played on what happened so you can enjoy the delightful awkwardness on your own. But I also don't know how they edited the end of it, because I do remember shouting at the end of the segment, whether they left it in or not, I do not know. This would have never happened to Dan Patrick, just shouting it into the distance somewhere. But the short story is that I love talking to Vince Wilfork, 340-pound menace, stronger than anybody in the league, about romantic things and his articulation of softness and love. And the way he talks about his wife is really beautiful. Unfortunately, I was unaware that they divorced a few years ago.
The look on everybody's face, including the producers, who probably realized they maybe didn't do as much research as they needed to. And then Stu Gotz breaks the tension. He tries to, you know, clean up the spill in aisle six there. Wow. The look on your face, you were stunned when all of a sudden Vince goes, Bianca and I didn't make it.
Yes,
and he starts talking about his other. And Dan, he got married in 2020. It wasn't like October of 2022.
That's correct. Look, this was a breach and a failure in a number of different ways. It could have gone worse, but only if he had told me his wife had passed away, which is what I was worried about. But the look that you saw on my face, and I we do love when these moments happen on our show and we can sink fully into the awkward disrepair. But the look that you saw on my face wasn't merely, oh my God, how unprofessional of me and how awkward this is, but because I sort of associate this jolly big giant man with romance, the look you also saw on my face was the heartbreak of, oh no, love has died. not just him. It wasn't his wife that died, which that fear came over me. It's just love. It's love has died. And Vince Wilfork is here to announce it to me in the most awkward, embarrassing way possible. Can you guys play that? Do you guys?
It's too. We played it last look in. It's a little too long now to play, but we played it about 20 minutes ago. But when all of a sudden, I mean, you set it up and you're waiting for that great answer. And,
yes.
It's a big wind up, it's a full wind up, not from the stretch position. Bianca and I didn't make it. And I,
it's funny for a number of different reasons, but that phrasing is perfect. Like if they didn't survive an airplane crash. we did not make it. This love you speak of so eloquently, Dan, I'm sorry to inform you that it died 3 years ago and I've replaced it with another.
Vince lost 100 pounds and a wife.
I need you to help me though. Like, what are the I really did shout that at the end of that episode, whether they ended up putting it in or not. I shouted this never would have happened to Dan Patrick. So I ask you now, as a pillar of professionalism, as an exceptional interviewer, what are the greatest rookie mistakes that an interviewer can make? Because I would also argue there has not been a better or more memorable interview moment from a Vince Wilfork interview in his entire Hall of Fame career because of what happened ends up being wonderful because we can mock ourselves. But what are the mistakes, that you have made that feel like that, which I doubt that you have, or mistakes that you know to avoid because you're too savvy?
Well, I like to have an idea of the answer before I ask the question.
And it's
not a pre-interview, but I like to at least have a thought of what I'm going to be asking you. And really, it's just kind of the bare bones of knowing who his wife is, her name, and how long they've been married. If I'm going down this road, Dan, then I've got to go, okay, he's been married to Bianca. They got married, blah, 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 blah. Because if you do your research, you're probably going to find out that he got remarried in 2020.
Yeah, yeah. If that research had been done, yeah.
But you almost asked a damn good question. But if you did ask that question, the question was really good, but it he screwed up the answer. He's the one that got divorced, Dan.
Well, and the marriage. He's to blame for.
Yes.
It was purposeful. I will say this part was purposeful. I'm not going to say the whole thing was purposeful, but I did want to start there because as an interview technique, I don't need to explain to you, let's get this guy talking about something away from football that he's also passionate about, something that he doesn't mind talking about, to see if we can soften Vince Wilfork up for later in the interview. Unfortunately, the softening is not the softening. One of the things I love, Dan, I don't think your producers would react this way. For all their indifference about the pigs in a blanket, all my producers leapt into action to laugh at me.
Yeah,
like they one of them was described as the guy on a submarine that's sinking, that immediately rushes to whatever it is the emergency sonar stuff is, because he's been trained for this scenario all his life. Like, they just jumped in with the ability to mock me instantaneously.
Well, I would be concerned, as I'm reading the body language on this video, three of your guys are on their phones. They're not even listening to you do the interview.
Well, no. If you notice in the back, Billy Gill, the anarchist among us, the evil cat among us, what you will notice is he's not generally listening. He's pointing here and there until he hears the mistake. Then all of a sudden, his headsets are on and he flies in to tell Stugatz, we've got a maximum mock here immediately. Like, you see him jump into action like at the fire station when they still slide down the poles again. You see him. He wasn't doing his job before then, but then he realized, this is a good place for me to do my job.
Would you have blamed your producer on the air?
Oh, no. It's just whatever it is that ends up with me being mocked the most is going to be always always the funniest, but it was Chris Cody's fault.
Yeah, of course. Great to talk to you.
It's always good seeing you, Dan.
Thank you, buddy.
We'll talk, all right? I owe you a phone call.
You're terrible. You're terrible.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
You can't be busier than me. You cannot
be. I love you, too. Good seeing you. I owe you a phone call.
How many kids do you have?
Your kids are grown. Kids are grown.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Levitar, busiest man. I leave phone messages. I'll hear from him 3 weeks later. And then he'll call as if, hey, oh, I owed you a phone call. I hope it, you know, wasn't important, Dan, like your health. Dan Levitar, which Stu got. Very funny. If you watch that clip, just look at the facial. Just the reactions are awesome. Awesome. Take a break. But Levitar leans in. I mean, that's what you have to do in a situation. Hey, I screwed up. And lean into it. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. If you have a business with five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not a loan. Refund of your taxes. The challenge, getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys. They put together highly trained and a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you out as well. They do all the work. No charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, even those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. So don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Is this Boyz II Men, Marvin?
It is.
Okay.
They had a run.
Yeah, they did. They had a big run. Pilot error, EME, Super Bowl on Fox, not CBS. But Sunday, February 12th. I got that right. Seton, we were asking the best matchup. If you're Fox, I mean, CBS may want this as well. I don't know. They probably want a bad matchup for Fox. But what's Fox want in this matchup?
That song just brought me right back to high school.
Yeah, what was like, happening when you were listening to that song?
Probably, like, I immediately started doing that awkward slow dance when you don't know how to dance. Like, you have both hands out on their waist.
But you know what? No one ever taught you how to slow dance.
Nah.
If it's just you kind of hold on and then you just turn.
And I'm in Catholic school too, so you can't really get it going either. Yeah. You know?
Leave room for the Lord.
Yes, leave
room. Holy Spirit.
Yes, Holy Spirit.
Yeah. The dude goes, I'm going to take my clothes off too. Yes, Sister Michael.
Yeah, you're hoping she's not listening to the lyrics there.
Yeah.
What's the matchup that we want in the Super Bowl?
I got a couple here for you to noodle on if you want.
Noodle?
Paul threw out Bills Cowboys, which is fun. I had Bills 49ers.
Okay.
Both good stories. Both great teams.
But if we're talking about from a TV perspective, you want the Cowboys in there. Got to have the Cowboys in there.
Yeah, but there's something great about them bowing out spectacularly.
But they can bow out in the Super Bowl spectacularly.
Yeah, they could do it against the Buccaneers too, which would be great.
Yeah, Paul.
Brock Purdy for the Niners could become an instant nationwide star because he would have a week. He seems to be fun with the media when he talks. He would clearly be emboldened because he had just won two games in a row. He you know, put him against Josh Allen. That there's it's almost like that would be like
Cowboys Bills. There's no other choice.
You don't want the Bucks in there, do you?
No. The Bills, given what's happened and the chance to win a Super Bowl. I mean, there's been so much tragedy in Buffalo this past year. You know, you had the mass shooting at the grocery store, all the weather issues that they've had up there. You know, DeMar Hamlin. I mean, the Bills would be the feel-good story going against the Cowboys.
So, no, what about Chiefs-Eagles?
No.
No?
I mean,
that doesn't do anything
great
for you?
Matchup. Great football matchup. But if I'm selling this, I can sell the Cowboys against the Bills.
How about Bengals-Cowboys?
It'd be fun, interesting game, matchup, but, you know, we already had the Bengals.
Dolphins-Vikings didn't do much for
us. No, it's not.
Okay.
Dolphins-Giants, that does. Yes, of course. I saw where the Jets head coach, Robert Sala, suggesting that he could be moving on from Zach Wilson. I'm going to suggest.
That's a news story?
Yeah. I'm going to suggest that you move on from Zach Wilson. you're going to have to pay him, but he was last among eligible quarterbacks in passer rating and completion percentage. In 9 games, he threw 6 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions. Yeah, I'd suggest that you move on and don't collect receipts. Just coach, because he's coaching for his job next season. They got rid of their offensive coordinator, Mike LaFleur. And you get one of these. This is your season, bringing something. That's a good team. They're going to have the offensive and defensive rookies of the year. They got a good running game. They have some defensive players, impactful players. And what you're missing is a legitimate quarterback. I saw a stat here. Don't know if you guys were aware of this. Deontay Johnson had a record this past season. Were you guys aware of this? The most targets in one season, 147, without scoring a touchdown.
Stat of the day. Here comes that
one.
Stat of the day.
And I think the previous year he had a pretty good year, but he had the most targets in an NFL season without a touchdown pass. Yeah, Paul.
By the way, quickly, I looked at our records from last year. We did this segment where we picked the best Super Bowl matchup. Do you remember what my pick was? If I could build a Super Bowl? I picked Bills Chiefs, and they're on the same conference.
Well, that would be a great matchup.
It's very unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think it can happen.
Yeah.
And then they would play that Super Bowl in Atlanta.
Good for ratings.
Yeah.
If they could.
Why not Detroit for a neutral site? Why not have it where the fan bases can actually go there, drive there? I know Indy turned it down, but Atlanta if the Chiefs and Bills play one another? I was surprised at that. Let's see. Brent in Georgia. Hi, Brent. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. How's it going?
Great.
Happy Meat Friday to y'all.
Yeah.
So, listen, I got a take on Lamar Jackson. I think we all know that he can play, even at 60%, he can play. I think we all know that he don't want to play and risk career-ending injury for not guaranteed money, right? Mm-hmm. But what we're overlooking is the fact that that's an emotional decision, and his mom is his agent. She represents him, and we know mothers are emotional, and he's going to do what mama says.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Brent. I would want my agent to be unemotional in a situation. Like, just, you know, if this is the business decision that you want to make and you don't feel comfortable going out there on a knee that's 60%, fine. You know, we can't on one hand say, hey, all we care about is the health and well-being of Damar Hamlin or Tua Tagovailoa. But then when it gets to Lamar Jackson, because it's a knee, we're like, well, no, you got to get out there. I mean, come on, tape it up. Let's go. But the other guys, it's, you know, health and well-being. That's paramount. That's first and foremost. You know, are we being fair to Lamar Jackson in this situation? He's not going to be 100%, but then nobody expected him to. But is 60% of Lamar better than 100% of his backup? Yeah, Paul.
It does feel like John Harbaugh, I don't know if intentionally or not intentionally, is feeding the story. He's been pretty vague in these press conferences the past couple of weeks about his status. He hasn't been overly complimentary and hopeful that he's going to come back. I don't know. Either we're parsing his words too much, but a lot of the media coverage has been about John Harbaugh's reaction to Lamar Jackson being out, and it's been very a little cold.
Well, he'll just say, "I don't know. I'm not sure." And you know, even when he was asked play the clip that here's John Harbaugh ask about Lamar Jackson and his contract.
There's like an idea outside the building. I know you probably don't care about it, but that kind of connects like how long he's missed in his contract situation. Knowing what he's done for the franchise, how you feel about him, does that tick you off? Does it hurt you at all? Or do you have any sort of thoughts on that idea?
That's a great question. You learn, I'll say, after all these years. I wouldn't say that things don't ever make you mad that you read or you hear. And people do speculate on different things. And sometimes, yeah, you go, man, I can't believe someone would say that or think that. But you try your best not to let it affect you emotionally. So all that other stuff just becomes kind of noise, and you just try to just put it out of your mind.
That didn't clear up anything. Since Lamar took over as the starter in 2018, the Ravens win 70% of the time. But not going to play in that game against the Bengals.
Look, he's just a player, okay? Yeah. Next man up.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Just a player. Next man up.
By the way, the Miami Heat made all their free throws. They had a streak of, 55 in a row, and they went 15 of 16 from the line last night. So they made 55 consecutive free throws. Also, I was watching the Lakers against the Mavs. The Lakers have now used 23 different starting lineups.
Is that ever a good thing?
That's not a good thing.
It's like when they've had 14 different linemen.
That's not good. That's not good. Hey, we've had, you know, 16 different line combinations for our quarterback. 23 different starting lineups this season so far. How many games they played? I mean, we're halfway through the season, but wow. No wonder LeBron's frustrated. He's like, I don't even know their names. Who are these guys? Ken in Cincinnati. Ken, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. How are you today?
Great.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, Ken.
I have an NFL overtime rule proposal that I think is much better than what is in place today.
Okay.
And we'll start out. There is no flip of the coin. There is no opening kickoff. What happens is you have the captains from both teams come back out to midfield, and I'll use the example of the Buffalo-Kansas City game. And they go to the visiting team. They say, Buffalo, where would you be willing to take the ball? Maybe they say, we'll take it at the 20-yard line. You go to Kansas City. Kansas City, are you willing to beat that? Yes, we'll take it at the 18-yard line. Go back to the Buffalo captain. Can you beat that? We'll take it at the 16. Kansas City says 15. back and forth and back and forth until maybe Buffalo says, we'll take it at the 5-yard line, in which case Kansas City says, all right, fine. We're willing to go on defense if you're going to start at the 5-yard line.
All right, I get the idea, Ken. Name your yard line. Mm. That's what they'll call it, but it would take an awful long time. We've already played, you know, an entire football game. I'm okay with the coin toss. Get it over with. Let's go. Yes, Todd?
Yeah, it's not an auction. It's not like the old Name That Tune show. It's just, that's terrible.
Name that yard line.
Quarterback should arm wrestle.
But that's what I thought he was going to get at. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes out there wrestling with one
another. Let's see.
Yeah, Paulie.
We threw out an idea a couple years ago for overtime. Before the game, each coach submits how far of a field goal they'd be willing to go for in overtime. Let's say they each get the ball once and it's still tied. So if you're Justin Tucker and you're his coach, you say, I'll put down 63 yards. If you're, is it Bucker for the Chiefs? And you put down 60. They open up the envelope at the start of overtime and, okay, that means if it's a tie, it's Justin Fields from 63. Hits it, he wins. Misses, he loses. Mm. That's a little less convoluted than the last caller.
Yeah, we're making it, we don't have to complicate this. I know that it's the Josh Allen rule because we all wanted Buffalo to have a chance. Well, you have a chance during the regulation. You get to post the overtime. It should be sudden death overtime. Now, if you score a touchdown, then it's over. You kick a field goal, then you get the opportunity. You know, take care of your business during regulation. Get to overtime. Let's go. I have no problem with sudden death. Even what they're doing now. You score a touchdown, they score a touchdown, now it's sudden death. Okay, if you want to do that. It feels like, though, we're overcomplicating this. Sam in Iowa. If Buffalo had beaten Kansas City, would we have said, oh, we got to change it? No, Buffalo didn't win. That's why we want to change it. Hey, Sam.
Hey, I was wondering if you could help me with something, explain something to me. So since the Bills-Cincinnati game got postponed, Goodell stepped in and changed the rules mid-season and made the Chiefs-Bills game a neutral site game. But yet Cincinnati, if they win, they got to go to Buffalo. Yep. If Cincinnati would have won the game that was called off, they would have been the 2 seed and Buffalo would have had to come to Cincinnati.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, Cincinnati got jobbed on this. They did. Yeah, they're going to have to go to Buffalo. Then they'd have to go to Kansas City if they were going to go back to the Super Bowl. Yeah, Paul.
I heard from some Lions fans they could not have hosted this game because they've begun resurfacing the field. Once they were not out of the playoffs, I think they broke ground.
Why did Indy turn down the NFL?
They had something scheduled at their park already. Like once, I think that's what I was told. It was a scheduling conflict.
Oh, well, I read where they turned down the NFL.
I think they turned it down because of a scheduling conflict.
Okay.
Now, I hope they didn't schedule that before the season started because they could have been in the playoffs.
Yeah, because I would think that you would have it available for the playoffs.
The Falcons knew that building would be empty.
Yeah, you guys can have it for the next couple of weeks. We're not planned.
January in Atlanta?
We're going to take a break, and I see Tyler is out there in the grilling area taking the ribeye steaks. The ribeye steaks off the grill. There's the brats and pigs in a blanket. We'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, we'll entertain you as you get to watch us eat right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store on Monday. Does anybody have a shocking take on the playoffs this weekend, including Monday night? Paulie?
I've been thinking about this one for a little bit. The Vikings defense has not been good the past couple of years. Definitely not good this year. I think one of the stars of the weekend, big stars, one of the lead stories of the weekend is going to be Daniel Jones in a win.
Okay. But the Giants winning is not shocking.
At the Vikings?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, really? It's a three-point line.
Yeah. Well,
if the Vikings were favored by 8, then I would say, okay. But this is basically, you know, a toss-up. If they were playing in New York, the Giants would be favored.
If I would have said this like in August,
would have been a hot take.
Scalding.
Yes, because we would have probably said, wait, the Vikings and Giants are both in the playoffs? Yes, Seton.
But you don't think 13-4 Vikings losing to the 9-7 Giants in the first round?
Is a shocker?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Not at all. Yes, yes, Tom.
I want the Jaguars to win, but I can see the Chargers winning by like 8-9 points. How's that?
That's not a shocker.
The Chargers winning by close to double digits
they're
in
favored.
Jacksonville?
They're favored.
Not by like 9.
But they're favored.
The Jaguars are going to get blown out.
Okay, if you want to do that, then that's elite. But that's not that surprising. Yeah, Marv.
I got the Ravens winning on the road.
Now that's shocking. Pie to the face.
Ice bath to the
bath. Yeah, that's right. Is that our new one now? Because that's going to take a little bit more work to do. I got to get an ice tub. For, you know, the loser to submerge themselves.
I'll call my ice tub guy this weekend.
Yeah. Seems kind of fun, though.
Have you ever done it? It's not fun.
Yeah, but it's like fun for the bet for the TV.
Okay. Does anybody want to, Marv? You got the
Marv
Raven.
What?
Ice bath?
No, I already bet with Paulie. The Browns in 5 years are going to win it. When it gets to the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, so in 5 years.
I would like to have a shorter-term bet, if I could, than 5 years from now.
How about we do, since it's not a big surprise,
okay.
And Minneapolis is a very cold place, why don't we do...
Well, you guys did a polar plunge in Minnesota at the Super Bowl.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
It's different when you get in with just the ice, and then you have water, and then they just... They throw that ice in there. And you guys jumped right out of that water. This, you got to sit in for 60 seconds. You guys have no idea how painful this is. Yes, Marv.
We can get into a pool in Arizona.
A tepid pool.
A tepid pool.
Wow. Yep. That's crazy.
Okay, here's the bet. Hotel pool. Scottsdale.
Naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
1 p.m.
Noon.
High noon?
High noon. Naked.
Drinking a high noon.
That I won't do.
Right. I'll do a lot, but I won't drink that. You have to do one lap across the pool and back.
Backstroke.
Oh,
that ups the ante a little
bit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It ups up more than the ante.
Yeah. I don't know if the ante is going to be upped in that situation. Okay. Okay, Todd.
All right.
When's the last time you went skinny dipping?
I would say never for me.
Never.
I've had all kinds of fantasies about it. It never came to fruition.
Marv, skinny dip?
Never.
Wow. Well, maybe it's not a thing now. Yeah, Paul.
Panama City Beach, early 90s, spring break, probably three times in 1 week.
Okay.
That's the last time.
Yeah, Seton O'Connor?
I don't know if I have. I feel like you know what? I did. In Bermuda.
When? Were you married?
Yeah. Oh. Just before the pandemic.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, so a few years back. So
yeah, I was going to say, you only wore a mask.
Yes, Mark.
Didn't Seton go skinny dipping in your pool?
Yes, he did.
Oh, you know what?
You were naked.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, me and the French kid.
Yes, yeah, so they're shooting the...
Only I was naked.
Yeah. They were shooting the calendar, and he was doing the Nirvana picture, the baby in the water. And. Yeah. So I come home, and the French kid is taking pictures, and Seton's there, and he's floating around in my pool, and I'm just worried that the neighbors are thinking, you know, what's going on over there? Because normally you don't have a naked guy in there, unless it's me. Yes, Tom?
I'm not making any accusations, but the French kid had that shoot going on a lot longer than it should have been. It seemed like he already had all his shots. Yeah. Let's get one more from the other side.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
Let's see. 1962, Wilt Chamberlain of the Philadelphia Warriors, interesting team name, scored 73 points against the Chicago Packers, which I guess was a basketball team in 62. Okay. The NCAA adopted Prop 48, the rule in 1986. That didn't go too well. Michael Jordan in 1999 announced his retirement from the NBA, his last retirement. In 2005, MLB started steroid testing for first-time offenders for 10 days. Mm. Started randomly testing players, and that's it.
Let's see. Todd, did you have anything else this day in sports history?
I did not. I did want to say that I would go skinny dipping in a pool, but not an ocean, because they have like the algae and seaweed and weird things could get wrapped around some parts. I don't need that. I don't even like when it goes around my toes. Definitely don't want it above that. Anyway.
All righty. Seton, what did you learn today? Wait, Todd, did you learn anything today?
I did. Dan Le Batard recently interviewed Vince Wilfork, referred to his great love and marriage, not realizing it sadly had ended a few years back.
Seton O'Connor, what did you learn today?
Josh Duhamel may have broken up J-Lo and A-Rod.
Well, he could have been a shoulder to cry on, .. Marvin, what did you learn today?
Josh Duhamel hurt his back right before his wedding.
Yeah. Paulie, what did you learn?
Fritzy has skinny-dipped many times in his mind.
Many times.
Yeah. What did I learn today, Todd?
Josh Duhamel thinks Cooper Rush should be playing QB for the Cowboys over Dak. He makes less mistakes, is a better passer.
So Monday night, I'm going to get that from Josh Duhamel a couple of times. If Dak throws an interception, it'd be like, time for Cooper Rush? Question mark. And it feels like the last 4 weeks he has sent that to me. What we learn, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, Dan Patrick Show. Oh, but wait, there's one more item as we close out this program. Simply Safe Home Security. It's so simple, Paulie can do it. He could do it with one hand tied behind his back. It'd take him less than 10 minutes to do it. That's how simple it is. And he did it. And he bragged about it. He came in, he goes, hey, guess what I did? I go, I don't know. Put in Simply Safe home security.
I made my wife think that it was really hard. I was out there in the cold battling. One hand and one eye, I put up the Simply Safe.
Oh.
It's a piece of cake. It's great. You can watch your whole property.
24/7 professional monitoring, and it's going to cost you under $1 a day. That's less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed systems. Also, you're going to love that Simply Safe app. Stay in complete control of your system. So Paulie's able to do that right now. He can look at his phone, and he can decide if he wants to arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access to your cameras. Right now, go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with your order with interactive monitoring, simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.